You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you.
Hello and welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to our program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy.
Hope everyone's doing well.
We are Nick and Mariangela. Happy to have you again to join us. So the intentions this evening, what are they, Nick?
The intentions we start with are for all the wonderful angels getting their first communion. We had about 127 at our parish at All Saints.
Beautiful. Good to see.
And we also have the intentions of also confirmation, which we hope, I think there's over 100, especially to our goddaughter, Isabella.
Yes.
So congratulations to them.
And we also, this month in June, we are going to be attending a wedding from our good friend, Sylvia. Her son, Alexander, is getting married to Connie, so we wish them all the best in their marriage.
Yeah, and all the married couples, especially, we encountered so many at our parish in the marriage preparation class.
Mm-hmm.
We wish them much luck and success in their marriage. So,
yes.
So before we start, we ask you to relax, maybe light a candle, have a religious figure, be it a cross, be it a picture of Mother Mary. And how about a picture of the Sacred Heart? And we have the opening prayer.
Sacred Heart of Jesus, I pray for your healing touch upon my body, mind, and spirit. I beg you to remove any fear or anxiety that is in me. Fill me with peace that you alone can give. I lift up all my afflictions in your hands, Lord. For you are the divine healer with divine mercy. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, I put my trust in you.
Amen. Amen. So this evening, as Mariangela just opened with the opening prayer, will be two parts. It'll be the Sacred Heart of Jesus and Where Am I 3 years After COVID, 1,000 Days.
Wow, has it been that long?
Yeah, it's been that long. So what we will do, we will talk a little bit about the Sacred Heart. Then we will do a mini examination of where am I post-COVID. So what happened? What am I doing? And what will I do? Which is basically the prayers with the Sacred Heart. So let's get the show started.
Yes, so, let's get it on.
So a little bit about the Sacred Heart. We'll start with Mariangela.
Yeah, so the Sacred Heart, how do we explain that? Well, the Sacred Heart of Jesus is brought to the forefront twice each liturgical year. And it happens first on the Feast of the Sacred Heart, which is celebrated on the third Friday after Pentecost, which is now. And again on October 16th, which is the memorial of Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, one of the foremost saints to promote the devotion of the Sacred Heart.
So the heart itself is the symbolic center of feeling and emotion, and it represents Jesus' deep love and affection for us. It is sometimes shown by itself, but often with an image of Jesus, and then above his chest. Most frequently, it's depicted as red, the color of blood, which Jesus poured out for us. And red signifies the fervent, the fervent love he loved us so much and laid down his life for us. I remember as a young boy going into some homes and you see this picture of the Sacred Heart on the wall.
Yeah.
And now it all makes sense.
Yeah, his great love. That's what it's, the meaning of it is all about. And also part of the Sacred Heart is we see the crown of thorns. So the heart typically is encircled horizontally with a crown of thorns. And the thorns represent the strings caused by the stings caused by our sins. During Jesus's passion, the execution squad wove a crown of thorns and placed it on his head. And it represents all that Jesus suffered on our account.
Wow, he loved us that much.
Yeah.
The wound, there was a gash shown on the left side or lower center of the heart, which recalls when the soldier thrust his lance into Jesus' side. The lance not only cut through the rib cage, it also cut through his heart.
And finally, the droplets of blood. Some artists show a few droplets flowing from the wound, and in a few instances, they are caught by a chalice below. This recalls the Last Supper when Jesus offered a cup of wine and said, "This is my body of the covenant which will be shed on behalf of many for the forgiveness of sins." So Jesus taught, "My blood is true drink, and whoever drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him, and has eternal life." So the droplets also represent the new covenant of blood.
And then the flames, the number of flames around the heart, above the upper center of the heart, they represent the intensity of how much Jesus loved us.
Yes, indeed. He loved us immensely.
So the devotion of the Sacred Heart took centuries to become a universal celebration. The first feast of the Sacred Heart was actually in 1670.
And the feast takes place on the 19th day after the Pentecost. And Jesus made 12 promises to those who honor the Sacred Heart, to Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque.
And we'll just list them. The first one is, "I will give them all graces necessary for their state in life. I will establish peace in their homes. I will comfort them in their trials." This is Jesus, of course, in the Sacred Heart saying, "I will be their secure refuge during life, above all, and in death.
I will shed abundant blessings on all their undertakings. Sinners will find in my heart an infinite ocean of mercy. Lukewarm souls will become fervent.
Fervent souls will rapidly grow in holiness and perfection." So it's never too late to change.
Mm-hmm. "I will bless every place where an image of my heart shall be exposed and honored."
So just an idea, hint, hint. Maybe have that
picture of
the Sacred Heart and put it in the entrance, in the doorway, not in the back room where no one can see it. "I will give to priests the gift of touching the most hardened hearts," so that for, again, conversion.
"And the names of those who promote this devotion will be written in my heart, never to be blotted out."
"And I promise thee in the excessive mercy of my heart that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who receive Holy Communion on the first Friday of 9 consecutive months the grace of final penitence. They shall not die in my disgrace, nor without receiving their sacraments. My divine heart shall be their safe refuge in this last moment." Wow,
and
isn't
so
that powerful?
That's why it's said to attend Mass every first Friday of the month, so that, you know, a promise can be fulfilled, right?
So
nine consecutive first Fridays, that is.
So that was just a little bit about the Sacred Heart. So now what we're going to do, we're going to kind of shift it in regards to the pandemic COVID. Where are we 3 years later? And we will also include Sacred Heart prayers and reflections. So 3 years ago, back in March of 2020, we just got back from Florida. We heard it in the news and, well, we didn't think it was that bad. Well, March 1st, everything was good. And then a week later, the world stopped.
Wow. Did it ever stop?
March 2020, they stopped playing pro sports. And then, you know, it felt like time froze. Yeah. What just happened? Well, the pandemic hit. Things like lockdowns, closures, restrictions. It felt like the bizarro world.
Where were we?
Yeah, people were hoarding, especially toilet paper. I don't know what they were doing with all that toilet paper.
I don't know. They were thinking only themselves.
Yeah, it was survival of the fittest. Then there was first wave, second wave, third, up to seven waves.
When are they going to come up with these vaccines?
Yeah, when are we going to come up with these vaccines? So, as mentioned, we're going to do mini Alexio Divina. So that was the issue. What happened? The question is now, what are we doing? So I'd like to put this question out. Were we awakened with what is important in our life?
Mm-hmm.
Did we stop? Did we slow down? Mm-hmm. Did we really see what's important in our life? Where are we in this period 3 days after COVID? So, you know,
and have we moved from taking, you know, thinking only of ourselves and all that hoarding that was done to thinking of the others, letting go and, like, you know, releasing and you know, allowing that extra toilet paper to be left on the shelf.
We're not necessarily going to share, you know, what to do, but maybe more of like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
The Sacred Heart comes with us with words like calm, order, and tranquility. So Sacred Heart, as we prepare to walk into the future, we pray for the new normal to come. May our hearts be unified in you more than ever. May the tender moments of seeing someone again in person be all the more rich and treasured. May the reunions, interactions, and moments ahead be held in such a wonderful way. And we turn to you saying, thank you, Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So another thing that happened during COVID was?
There was lockdowns and closures. All the churches were closed. Yeah. There was much restrictions.
There was never a time where all the churches were closed. So a lot of things were closed.
The only thing that really didn't close down was the grocery stores. Yeah, and there was always those long lineups
and the liquor
to get
store.
In. Yeah. And the liquor store for some reason. Yeah.
So that's what happened. The question we'd like to put out there is, have we opened up our hearts? Have we opened up our hands? Have we opened up our minds?
Yeah, and now things are opening up. We're becoming more social and going out there, right? So,
yeah, I think it's time. It's time we take a step forward.
Mm-hmm.
So the Sacred Heart says to be courageous and hopeful.
So the prayer, when Christ dwells in our hearts, when we know his love deeply in our minds and hearts, we are moved to live the great commandments of love of God and neighbor. We are motivated by the Sacred Heart of Jesus to open our hearts to him so that they are filled with love for our brothers and sisters. Amen.
Another thing that we experienced during this these 1,000 days of the pandemic were we lost our sense of peace. Maybe we became a little bit anxious. We'd like to ask everyone, have we stopped to take a deep breath? Have we stopped to enjoy the silence in that quiet time? Take that time. Do whatever it takes to get back at peace. Have we returned to church?
Hmm.
Right? So the Sacred Heart of Jesus says, shalom. Strive for tranquility and comfort.
We ask you, Sacred Heart of Jesus, that you guide us and all people in their new realities and provide mental health care to those who need it. Allow struggling people, all those who struggle, to give themselves permission to find help. Prompt worn out parents to speak words of kindness and encouragement to their children. Help children and youth find creative ways to talk with loved ones about their fears and anxieties. Be very present to those who are still isolated from life-giving community. Have mercy on me, my God. Have mercy on me. For in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until disaster has passed.
So during the 3-year pandemic, a lot of people were hospitalized, a lot of people were dying, a lot of people had physical ailments, and we keep them in our hearts, minds, and spirits.
And they're still, you know, still not over. There's still people that are getting sick.
But it's also what happened. It's also what's still happening. Mm-hmm. Also, another issue is mental illness, mm-hmm. which we spoke about last year, February, how greatly it's affected not only the young, old, and middle age, right? So what we ask is, hey, think about seeing your doctor, joining a club, reaching out for help, getting involved, go for a walk.
Allowing an outlet, right? Sometimes joining a gym, getting physical, that helps us with our mental health as well. And what we started doing actually during the pandemic is going for long walks. And it continues, we continue to do so. That's been very helpful to both of us. Because what was there to do?
Everything was locked down and closed.
Yeah, but that's a good that happened, right? We continue to walk a lot. And that was good for our mental health as well as physical health.
Yeah, and we were able to knock on doors and, check up on people. And even though there was physical distancing, you know, 6 feet, 10 feet, whatever, at least, you know, people can visually see you, even though it was sometimes through a glass.
And because it's outside, it was good too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we ask a Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on me, have mercy on those, take care of them. And again, we get back to reaching out and looking, asking for help. And if you see someone that needs help, be it physically, mentally, or spiritually, reach out.
Yes.
Point them out.
It's so important
to a better way. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, COVID, as hard as it was, you know, it's asking us to step it up.
Mm-hmm.
So
for
just
sure.
Something that the Sacred Heart will empower us, encourage us.
So always Sacred Heart of Jesus help us.
And in the same kind of way, the last one, what happened was, is we were isolated and we were all apart. You know, we were, you know, in our rooms, you know, some of the seniors' homes, they were in their rooms. They couldn't go out, right? Because, of course, not to spread the virus.
Right. That was so hard.
And so what we ask is to come together, first and foremost, as a family, as a parish community, get together, go back to Mass, sit at the back, wear a mask if you're not comfortable.
Because in so much as like, you know, it was good to kind of like slow down and be, you know, there are times that we need to be alone and isolated, but we always, like we're social beings, we need to come back together.
Yeah, it's the human touch.
Yes.
So the Sacred Heart asks and he encourages us to have communion and fellowship to be together. So maybe plan that party. And if you're not too comfortable, plan that party outside.
Outside, yeah.
So to get fresh air. Mm-hmm. So,
O Sacred Heart of Jesus, be my joy, my peace, my repose in this world and the next. O Heart of Jesus, adored in heaven, invoked on earth, reign over all hearts, reign throughout all ages, reign forever in glory. Amen.
Amen. Another thing that we were presented with was we had to wear masks. We had to wear gowns, gloves, sanitizers, right? Everything had to be sanitized.
Yes.
And of course, you don't want to spread the virus, right?
And it's good to continue to do so, right?
To be
at
safe.
Times.
Yeah, especially washing your hands and putting the protector on your hands.
And we should continue to wear masks, especially in
enclosed areas.
Like in hospitals where people are more, what's the word?
Vulnerable.
Vulnerable, yes.
Yeah. And so the question is, what are we doing? Are we still practicing safety measures for COVID? The Sacred Heart of Jesus, it's coming on to 4 years almost, right?
Yes.
So it's not over because, you know, COVID-19 is over. Then there's other viruses. So always let's practice good physical hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
And so as this way, you know, to stay safe and to stay healthy, right?
And the prayer is, may today there be peace within. May you trust in God that you are exactly where you are meant to be. May you not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith. May you use these gifts that you have received and pass on the love that has been given to you. So we need to trust in God that and be confident knowing that we are children of God, and let this presence settle into your bones and allow your soul the freedom to sing, dance, praise, and love. It is there for each and every one of us, all that trust that he has
Beautiful.
For us.
Very nice words, Mariangela. Mm-hmm. And the big thing that happened was a disruption. There was unsettlement. In some ways, maybe we were in our comfort zone, so a lot of us were shaken. Mm-hmm. So the question is, were we awakened? Getting back to the first point that we started with, because change is good. The only way we grow is through formation. Have we embraced change, right?
Sometimes that's difficult to do.
It's very difficult. It's like that song, Closing Time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. So the Sacred Heart asks us to look for or stick to these words for healing, for joy, and for wholeness.
And the prayer, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment of it at a time, taking this world as it is and not as I would have it, trusting that you, Sacred Heart of Jesus, will make all things right if I surrender to you.
Beautiful. And that's the prayer at the beginning of the Alcoholics Anonymous, which we can basically use for any situation in our life, is like to let go and to let God. So basically a recap of all those things that COVID, you know, there's just so much we want to share, but we only have an hour. We can basically break it down to these words that it's not what happened, it's what we're doing. So the Sacred Heart of Jesus asks us to, and we'll start with this list of wonderful words, to surrender, to pray. Have we been liberated? We were asked to stop, maybe to go slower, to be more calm, to breathe, to enjoy the silence.
There was lots of silence at that time, yeah.
To keep things simple. Remember the abundant oceans of mercy that is there with the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And the things that Jesus gives us is sufficient grace for us.
Yes, sufficient indeed.
Have we become more patient?
There's also content. Are we content? He brings us healing, humility, hope, staying focused. He brings us stability, detachment. He purifies us. He brings us immense joy and gratitude and total awareness and absolutely total peace.
Yeah, leaving, you know, that's the goal is peace.
Peace, yes.
You know, to have
us.
Jesus at the center of our lives, this is the whole goal. So we hope that we were able to share with you some ideas, thoughts, and reflections about, you know, COVID, the last 1,000 maybe plus days.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's just one day at a time. It's like, you know, we never thought it was over. Now it feels, well, it is. The pandemic has been officially the world.
Called over, yeah.
But the COVID still exists. And
yes.
Viruses
it's
still exist.
It's just a change because of the vaccines that helped immensely.
Yeah.
And but still people are vulnerable to it.
Yeah.
We still have to be a bit cautious, but you know, things are coming back to the new normal,
yeah,
right?
So the new normal. Mm-hmm. So we need to embrace change because we don't like getting out of our comfort zone. Mm-hmm. But with the shield of St. Michael, as we say, the prayer protection after every Mass, and with the Sacred Heart of Jesus, knowing how much we are loved, we march forward,
yes.
Right, into new grounds, leading the way, stepping it up, and saying, thank you, Jesus, for all how much you loved us. So, and with that, we're just going to take a short musical break, and we will be back with more reflections, thoughts, and beautiful words of the Sacred Heart.
Flowing all the grace that I found.
You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
So welcome back, dear listeners. Now we're going to have some prayers and reflections regarding the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And first prayer we'd like to share with you is by St. Margaret Mary Alcock, and it's the act of consecration to the Sacred Heart. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, to you I consecrate and offer up my person and my life, my actions, trials, and sufferings, that my entire being may henceforth only be employed in loving, honoring, and glorifying you. This is my irrevocable will, to belong entirely to you and to do all for you, your love, renouncing with my whole heart all that can displease you. I take you, O Sacred Heart, for the sole object of my love, the protection of my life, the pledge of my salvation, the remedy of my fragility and inconstancy, the reparation for all the defects of my life, and my secure refuge at the hour of my death. Be you, O most merciful heart, my justification before God, your Father, and screen me from his anger, which I have so justly merited. I fear all my own weakness and malice, but placing my entire confidence in you, O heart of love, I hope all from your infinite placing my entire confidence in you. Goodness, annihilate in me all things that can displease or resist you. Imprint your pure love so deeply in my heart that I may never forget you. To be separated from you, I beseech you, through your divine goodness, grant me my name be engraved upon your heart. For in this I place all my happiness, all my glory, to live and to die as one of your devoted servants. Amen.
Wow.
Yeah, that's so powerful, isn't it?
It is also in union with the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I consecrate my loved ones, family, members, and future to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And we also must include
the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Yeah, let's not forget that.
Yeah, which is usually the day before the Sacred Heart, or is it the day after? So mm-hmm. It's right side by side with it. So with that, it's just like, you know, in practicing and getting ready for this program, you know, you read it, but then when you read it or proclaim it, it's like, wow.
Yes, it is. How
profound and deep the love that Jesus had, the love that Mother Mary had for us in their, you know, their sacred and immaculate hearts.
And how St. Margaret Mary Alcock, you know, points to that great love that Jesus has.
At the time, I'm sure she was like, oh my gosh, what's this? What's going on? I don't know. But in the end, you know, there is a plan.
Mm-hmm.
So a short prayer of consecration to the Sacred Heart.
Which is a more nice and simple flying version.
Yeah. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, filled with infinite love, broken by my ingratitude, pierced by my sins, yet still loving me, accept the consecration that I make to thee of all that I am and all that I have. Take every faculty of my soul and body and draw me day by day nearer and nearer to thy Sacred Heart. And there, as I can understand the lesson, teach me thy blessed ways. Amen.
Amen.
So from what I get from the longer version and the shorter one is that Jesus is coming to us, but we need to go to him.
Absolutely.
So that's what he's asking us, to do.
Yes, indeed. Here's another really nice prayer, prayer of Saint Gertrude to the Sacred Heart. Sanctity of the Heart of Jesus, consecrate my heart. Providence of the Heart of Jesus, watch over my heart. Unchangeableness of the Heart of Jesus, strengthen my heart. Purity of the heart of Jesus, purify my heart. Obedience of the heart of Jesus, subjugate my heart. Amiability of the heart of Jesus, make yourself known to my heart. Divine attractions of the heart of Jesus, captivate my heart. Riches of the heart of Jesus, do you suffice for my heart? Floods of grace and blessing that flow from the heart of Jesus, inundate my heart.
Wow. O heart of Jesus, be thou my joy, my peace, my repose in this world and in the next. O heart of Jesus, adored in heaven, invoked on earth, feared in hell, reign over all thy hearts throughout the ages, forever and ever.
Amen.
So when we turn our lives over to Jesus and the Sacred Heart, saying yes.
What happens?
Yeah, this is what happens. This is how you will feel. And again, these are our favorite power words.
So, yeah, all in Jesus' name.
Yeah, as we asked you in the prayer of Alcoholics Anonymous, or what the Sacred Heart of Jesus is doing, is he's asking us to let go and let God. And these are the graces that happen when you say yes. You become awesome. You feel the abundant love. You feel truly blessed. You feel Jesus' divine mercy. It's an essential part of our life. We need to clear out all the minutiae and all the heaviness and the weight, and we realize how much life is lighter mm-hmm. when we say yes and include the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We will become exceptional.
We will feel empowered. We'll feel extraordinary, fantastic, fabulous. His generous love for us just, you know, completes us. We will feel so very grateful. We will feel very hopeful and inspired, inspirational. We will feel jubilant and liberated.
Here's one of our favorites. As Father Claudio goes, when you wake up in the morning, say, you are a masterpiece.
Masterpiece.
And it's not about us. It's about how Jesus and the Sacred Heart makes us feel.
Because we are a masterpiece of in his hands,
in
right?
In his hands, right? And mm-hmm. we are a child of God. Mm-hmm. We will feel magnificent, not just for us, to share these mm-hmm. positive these attributes that the Lord has been given to us, mm-hmm. right?
Overjoyed.
Yeah. We will feel...
remarkable.
Stupendous. Is that a little bit too much? But
special. Special. Also special.
We feel special, so we can bring that mm-hmm. to our brothers and sisters in Jesus. Mm-hmm. We will, again, feel very thankful, as Mary Angel was saying, grateful, thankful, similar. Mm-hmm. We will be transformed. And I'll save these last few for Mary Angela.
We will feel triumphant and victorious.
Yes, so true.
Yes, indeed.
You know, so
truly, truly wonderful.
Those are our power words when we say yes to the Sacred Heart. So an example of some other prayers which we'd like to share with you is, O my Jesus, you have said, truly I say to you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. Behold, I knock and seek and ask for your graces.
O my Jesus, you have said, truly I say to you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you.
O Jesus, you said, truly I say to you, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
O Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, for whom it is impossible not to have compassion on the afflicted, have pity on us sinners, and grant us the grace which we ask of you through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, your tender mother and ours. Amen.
Amen. Well, we shared a lot, in such a short time.
Yes.
Power words, power prayers. So we ask, you know, if maybe there's one word, maybe there's one phrase, something that really
stood
sticks
out.
Yeah. We ask you to, you know, pray on it and go with it for the next week and the next month, the year.
Yeah, and it may, if you re-listen to
this because it's repeated.
Show,
yeah.
Something else may strike you, right, at that time.
Yeah, because it's kind of like if we do the Lectio Divina, we sometimes need to hear it a few times.
We
need to read what the Sacred Heart of Jesus is. We read it a couple times. We take a break. And then what is it saying to our heads, our hearts, and our minds?
Mm-hmm.
So those
and
are...
it may be different each time that you hear it, right?
Yeah. So, again, take the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let the Holy...
and let it sink in.
Yeah, the Holy Word of God sink in. And what is it saying to
mm-hmm.
us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we're able to share, you know, something that really is like, oh, me, I never thought of that. Or, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So,
amen.
Okay,
now we'd like to share some famous quotes from, well, not famous quotes, but some quotes from famous saints with you. And the first one, in all regards to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The first one comes from St. John Paul II. And it's he stated, "In the Sacred Heart, every treasure of wisdom and knowledge is hidden. In that divine heart beats God's infinite love for everyone and for each of us as individuals." And from St. John Eudes, is this quote, "O heart of lovable and all loving of my Savior, be the heart of my heart, the soul of my soul, the spirit of my spirit, the life of my life, and the sole principle of all my thoughts, words, and actions, and all my faculties of my soul, and all my senses, both interior and exterior. Amen."
Amen. And from St. Teresa of Calcutta, "Do not let the past disturb you. Leave everything in the Sacred Heart of Jesus and begin again with joy." And from St. Gertrude the Great, "O Sacred Heart of Jesus, living and life-giving fountain of eternal life, infinite treasury of the divinity and glowing furnace of love, Thou art my refuge and my sanctuary. O adorable and glorious Savior, consume my heart with that burning fire that ever inflames the heart. Pour down on my soul those graces that flow from that love. Let my heart be united with you, that our wills may be one, and mine in all things be conformed with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus."
Amen.
So just a couple more quotes. Wow, where has the time gone? When you talk about the
divine and his infinite love that he has for us, it's just like incomprehensible at times.
Yeah, you just feel the Holy Spirit coming into our lives, and it's just
and sometimes we feel, are we worthy of all this beautiful infinite love that he has for us?
Like, all we can do is be a witness and spread his message of the passionate love that he had for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or terrified. The Lord goes before you and he will never forsake you.
"So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Beautiful Bible verses, aren't they?
Yeah, so before we close, we just would like to recap what the Sacred Heart and how we dealt with the coronavirus, you know, the COVID-19. 1,000 days, where are we? And the whole point is the Sacred Heart is Jesus' burning love. No matter how we may have disappointed or not lived up to, you know, what Jesus, you know, expected of us,
mm-hmm.
it's never too late. So number one, Jesus' love and fervent love is the Sacred Heart. And We hope we were able to share with you reflections in regards to the coronavirus. And I came across this wonderful article in regards to, you know, where are we? What's going on? Have we realized, and the gentleman is a Mark Odin, number one, our fragility, how fragile.
Yeah, that's what we should have learned from the COVID virus, right? About our fragility. Yes.
We're how, you know, like we may think we're on top of the world. We have all the money in the world.
We are so fragile.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter.
And we need to be reliant on one another, right?
And it doesn't matter because
of our equality. The virus doesn't respect any ethnic boundaries or national borders. It's not, you know, only a Canadian thing. It was worldwide. Yeah. It happened everywhere, no matter what ethnicity you were.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you were rich or poor.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we had to deal with during the past many years is our loss of control, right? We aren't in control of what's going on.
Yes.
It's the greater power. It's, you know, it's...
And yet we like to be in control. We think we, you know, we need to be in control, but really, God is in control of our lives, right?
And another thing, have we realized the difference between fear, what we experienced, and did we turn to our faith during this period?
And we were actually often gripped with fear at the time. Like, what is going on with this virus,
the unknown.
It was affecting, you know, those that were most vulnerable, though, you know, are the elderly, children.
And we couldn't see it. It's not like, you know, you can't see it, right? Mm-hmm. It's a little virus, so small, yet it was so deadly, right?
Yeah. And yet, and are we still gripped with fear, right? Are you know... has this virus caused us to be still gripped with fear? Are we going out there? Because we need to get out there and be social beings. Because we are we still wearing masks? Right?
Yeah. Well, there is a time and a place.
Like we said before, you know, when we go to hospitals, I agree. We still continue to need to wear masks.
So another thing we can reflect on is in this time of fear, turning to faith. Are we praying more?
Mm-hmm.
Have we gone back to church? Are we receiving the Eucharist? So we just want to put these out to share with you, right?
There's also the vanity of so much of our lives. Perhaps this crisis that we went through, it was showing us what to concern our lives what was it teaching us? What was important really in our lives? Was it vanity? You know, were we thinking of only of ourselves?
Yeah, hoarding and thinking of ourselves. Were we able to help others to grow and get through this? And with the Sacred Heart of Jesus, you know, showing us his immense love, forgiveness, and mercy, right? It helped us get through this.
Mm-hmm. And finally, our hope. Are we hopeful now, right? And also another thing that good that came out of COVID was, yes, we were isolated, but it was also, it was a time where we also came together. How? Through technology our lives through technology. We learned about Zoom, how to Zoom, and use technology, and we were able to adapt to the technology.
Yeah, that was very important.
And so much as, you know, we shouldn't be reliant on it, but it learned us, it helped us learn a new way of becoming a bit social.
Yeah, it pushed us out of our comfort zone, different ways to learn and communicate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we also, you know, we added to the personal touch.
Yeah, and in so much that we... You know, we can't stay there though.
Yeah.
We need to go back to in person, and because we are the social beings that we are, we need to be face to face, be it in work, be it in school. We need that to have that social connection with others, right?
Wow, a lot of things that we hope we were able to share with you. The first and foremost is just how much Jesus loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask, if you can possibly get a picture of the Sacred Heart and just look deeply at the image.
Yeah, there's lots there, like we shared with you at the beginning.
Even a picture of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, mm-hmm. because, you know, to get to Jesus, you also got to go through Mary.
Yes.
And they have, there's images of them pointing to the heart and keeping things simple and just turning ourselves over, you know, to the good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I think it will, it's not going to change everything overnight, but it just makes life better when we put Jesus at the center. So dear sisters and brothers in Jesus, we want to thank you for listening. I am Nick.
I am Mary Angela. We're coming near to the end of our program.
And we leave you with a prayer. Daily consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. O Sacred Heart of Jesus and Immaculate Heart of Mary, I consecrate my entire self to the most holy love of your two hearts. I and the world we hope to be forgiven. I offer these things for the love of the hearts of Jesus and Mary. I will keep my mind on beauty and turn my thoughts from evil things. I will not show off, but remain humble. I will offer up my sufferings, sicknesses, and hurts. I will seek God's will, not my own. I will show appreciation for the kindness, the blessings that I receive from God for all things. I will do everything in my life for the love of God, and I will love others as God has loved me.
O Sacred Heart of Jesus, through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, receive the offering and consecration I now make of myself to you. Keep me faithful unto death. Bring me one day to the happy home in heaven. I desire to live forever with God the Father and the Most Holy Spirit, and you, my Jesus, together with your most immaculate mother. Sacred Heart of Jesus and Immaculate Heart of Mary, please protect us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful...
So that comes to the end of our program. Yeah. And
We hope to talk to you soon. And
we hope you enjoyed this month of June program.
Take care and God bless.
Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
May the joy be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.